The writer and activist Mark Balmer posted this thought about his 94th day crossing America barefoot. It's amazing how often we all forget this is the only opportunity we are ever going to have to live this life. Balmer was raising money to raise awareness about climate change. He blogged and posted videos talking about everything from canned beans to politics.
On his 101st day, Saturday, January 21st, he was killed when an SUV swerved off the road onto the shoulder and hit him. He was 33 years old.
Claire Donato was Mark Balmer's friend and fellow writer. They both received MFAs in writing from Brown University. Mark's unusual undertakings, like crossing the country barefoot, didn't surprise her at all.
I was more amused and delighted, I think, than surprised. Could just always expect very grand gestures from him, and that's what I loved about him.
She also admired the clarity of thought in his writing.
I feel like there's a clearness that I think is tethered to his meditative practices. Mark meditated twice a day and did a lot of yoga, and I think that allowed him to really cut to language's root as part of his writing process.
This was his second venture by foot across the U.S. His first was in 2010. He finished the whole trip in 81 days and wrote a book about it called I Am a Road.
It is a phenomenal book. I mean, I read a lot of books. I read 50, 60 books a year, and it was one of the best books I've read in a long time.
That's Jim Balmer, Mark's father.
The way he took that trip and sort of reframed it in his own unique way in the narrative, it was just such a wonderful read.
Jim Balmer says since Mark's death, there has been an enormous outpouring of support from people representing every aspect of his eclectic life.
I guess as difficult and as raw as this time feels, these, you know, just compassionate, empathetic things that people are doing to reach out to us as his parents just brings a little bit of light into a very dark time in our lives.
Jim Balmer and his wife Mary lost their son Mark Balmer this past Saturday. He was 33 years old, a performance artist, writer, and activist.